Evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee meeting for Tuesday, March 6, 2012. This is the open meeting, and we're convening at 8:38. We are ready to go, and Jane Gatewood, Secretary, if you would call the roll. I appreciate it, Jane. Thank you.
Sure. Andrea Turner? Anthony Fess?
Here.
Jack Berthwell. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Fred Blair. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Here.
Nancy Sabarano-Tomi. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Bob Letter.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Marjorie Saba. Nia Beriaco.
Present.
Ivan Alfame. Ivan Alfame.
I'm here.
Jane Gatewood is here. Reverend Gold is here but muted. okay, she's here. She's muted again.
Pound, pound, one, people. If you're muting, I think it's the same for unmute.
And hi, Jane. This is Tracy. You know, my phone ditched out the second that I said here, so I don't know if you heard me or not, but I'm here.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I got you. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thomas Porter. The only people that I have absent are Andrea Turner, Jack Kurzweil, Fred Blair, Nancy, Sabarno, Tommy, Manage, and Tom Porter.
Okay, thank you very much. We definitely have quorum. So I'll read the agenda for people who are...
13 members present, and plus Bill Crozier. Did anybody else come online? Okay.
All right, 13.
I don't know if you heard me, but Arlene is here, but I've been on for the last 5 or 6 minutes.
So hi,
oh, thank you, Arlene.
Hi, Arlene.
Ken, I have a point of order.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, Ken, go ahead.
In the last meeting, I personally, I don't know about the other members, I got very confused about who was running the meeting. Normally in these meetings, there's a lot of voices, so it's best if people wait to be recognized by the chair and there's only one person chairing. If the chair wants to yield to the chair, she can yield it to, he or she can yield it to somebody. But I preferred if people didn't just say, oh, this is Jack, and then start talking, because it's better to have the chair run cues and then control the cues. Otherwise, the conversation just evolves down to, like, some kind of chit-chat group going on, and I don't think it's too constructive. So I would just make a request that we follow the normal procedures of Robert's Rules in terms of running the conversation.
Thank you for that, Ken. I did turn over the meeting. I think you were off the call when I did that, so you probably did get confused when you came back. And then you're right, it did devolve, and Robert's Rules got pretty much ignored for a few minutes, which you duly noted. I called you today to talk to you about it, but I haven't had a chance to talk with you. So thank you for that note. Point well taken. The agenda is as follows. The next meeting date... 5 minutes for old business, revising the timetable for hiring of the NES and the LES, 5 minutes for that. The draft for approval, which I had attached and sent out, 30 minutes for that. Discussion of advertising for the extended search venues, who will do what where, 5 minutes for that. 15 minutes for... to discuss database integrity. We haven't discussed that in a while, and that's something that needs to be updated for each station. And 10 minutes for membership education and outreach regarding the elections. And then under new business, we have a motion that Ken Aaron submitted a couple of weeks ago. I labeled it just to make it convenient for us to find it, equitable staff voting, and I allowed 15 minutes for that. Which I can read when we get to it, if that's all right, unless anyone would prefer that I read it now.
No, we don't. Can we defer it?
All right, let's move ahead then, and that is the agenda. Now, any changes to the agenda or suggested amendments, changes?
This is Bob.
Bob? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to amend to add, after advertising for extended search, an item on national versus local ballot tabulation for 10 minutes.
May I speak to that, Chair?
Yes, I'm writing it down. Yes, go ahead, Jane.
I wonder if we could defer that to our next regular meeting because we're going to be so short of time.
Anyone else want to speak to that?
Yes, Bob.
Has anyone seconded that, by the way?
You don't have seconds in committees.
Yeah, okay. No one else has worked on it. All right, go ahead.
That's in Robert's rules. So the pressing nature of this is that it's a factor that I think we'll want to consider when reviewing bids is the question of, because it directly goes to cost. Obviously, it would be much cheaper if everything could be consolidated in one place. But that's a policy decision that we should make openly if we're going to make it. And, it may guide our decisions or our recommendations to Arlene as AD about what type of plan to go with with whatever outside contractor we may recommend. So that's why I think it's fairly important for at least to start it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any thoughts on that?
Jane was.
This is Lydia. Yeah.
Lydia?
Mm-hmm. I concur. I mean, we don't have to identify who and what and whatever. But financial parameters can always be decided in public session.
This is Jane. This is Jane for the stat.
Yeah. Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet? No? Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah. I would just suggest that if the committee ends up looking at recommending a vendor that that was proposing that, that at that point, that would definitely be a policy decision. And so the decision as to, to whether to even contemplate a change from where balloting would occur, I would just say that if it comes to that, that would have to be brought up for P&B approval, so we don't need to spend time with it tonight. That's my thought.
Okay, anyone else have any thoughts?
Anthony here.
Anthony?
I'm just a little puzzled about the process issue here. Some of the things under old business seem new to me as far as being on a recent agenda. Am I mistaken? I don't remember somebody putting database integrity in recently.
It was on the agenda two meetings ago. I don't know if I gave a report on it last regular meeting I did. I don't know. Tuesday, I don't believe. On Sunday night, I did not. Hello? Hello? Is someone learning to use your phone? Do you want to mute #1? Thank you. So I do...
Oh, Nancy, KPFT, but that was not me. I didn't make that sound.
Glad to hear it, Nancy.
Did you just arrive, Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else, Anthony? I think that one is old. Anything else that you think belongs under new?
No, I'm just a little taken aback, but it's okay.
All right. Back to the question that we were discussing, whether to add to the agenda. Bob has suggested that we add to the agenda after advertising the question of whether national, whether ballot tabulation has to occur at five stations or whether it can be done nationally. And I would agree with Jane that we can defer that. We have a crowded agenda tonight. Not too many other people have weighed in, however. So maybe we should go right to a vote on that.
Well, I have a parliamentary inquiry about it. Would it be possible to postpone voting on that until the question of what our next meeting date is? Because to me, the two are very connected. If we're meeting soon, it's not urgent for tonight, but I know one proposal is April 3rd, and by the time then that gets to the PNB, it could be kind of a moot point as far as making a decision on contractors. So they're very tied to each other. So maybe we could just defer this till then, is that possible, and make that still be a majority vote as if we were still in the agenda setting phase?
Well, I'd rather leave it at the standard procedure and make it a two-thirds vote if we're not going to vote on it now. Do we want to vote on that too?
I don't know.
Michael?
This is the second question.
Michael?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Barely, a little muffled, but, yeah.
A little closer to the end. It seems to me that what Bob is proposing is looking at the agenda, that's the last two items. The Greater Place Integrity update and the membership education outreach could more easily be proposed than the one Bob is proposing.
Point of personal privilege, Michael, you're coming over very muffled. Perhaps if you spoke a little bit slower, we could understand it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
It's still muffled, but if you speak up loudly. Hello, excuse me. Would someone stop?
Whoever is pushing a button, stop pushing
Please
the
stop.
Button.
I'm sorry, can I be heard?
Yes, that's good. Thank you.
Yes, I was saying that the item Bob is suggesting seems more time sensitive than the last two items on the written agenda, the database integrity update and the membership education outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So
All right.
We're trying to get tonight's agenda. It seems like that one might take priority over those two.
All right. Any other thoughts before we go to a vote?
This is Jane.
Jane.
If I understood what Michael was saying, he was proposing to amend Bob's motion by substituting that membership outreach to with Bob's proposal. Is that what you were saying, Michael?
Yeah, that would serve the purpose.
Okay, any other questions or clarifications on this?
So then would you vote on Michael's amendment first, or what would you do?
Michael, are you making that an amendment to be voted on, or not just a point for discussion? For a good
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before approving the agenda, that would be my suggestion to change the agenda in that way.
All right, let's vote on that. Jane, do you want to call the roll on that?
Okay, so the motion on the table is to place the Bob's suggested addition instead of the membership education and outreach, which is the last old business item. I'm going to call the roll now on that question. Andre, are you here yet? No? Anthony?
Yes.
Is Jack here? Okay. Tracy?
Yes.
Fred Blair, are you here?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Point of information?
No, we're in the middle of a call now.
Can we
sorry.
Ask if there's any objection? Maybe there's no objection.
Is there any objection to this motion besides mine? No? All right, hearing none, then you're right. Thank you, Teresa. That saves us some time. Then the motion is... passed without objection, and that agenda item is moved. Any other? I'm having computer problems here, people. Sorry if I sound distracted. Any other changes to the agenda? going to ask if you give me a minute or two. My computer is just going absolutely blue here. I don't know what
the next problem. Item is next regular meeting. Do you want to start talking about that?
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Anybody else having trouble with Tuesday? We have a new member from KPFA who said he can't make the two Tuesdays, which happen to be open, the second and, well, the third is not even. So I don't know. The first and the third, he cannot make either.
My company didn't exist poll for the second or the fourth, as a possibility is the fourth.
Well, there turns out that those are all finance committee meetings.
Ken to the fact.
Yes, Ken.
But with a group of 20 people, it's going to be almost, and all of the meetings we're all participating in, and some of us still have at least a modicum or a small amount of activities outside of Pacifica, like doing laundry and stuff. That with 20 people, there's going to be a date. We're not going to get 20 people to concur on everything unless we meet at 3 a.m. on the fourth Sunday of every other month or something. All I just wanted to say is there may be some collateral damage in choosing a date in the sense that somebody will not be able to attend. You cannot get perfection on this. I think it's... just go ahead with the best you can do.
This is Lydia.
Thank you. Tracy and then Lydia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the National Finance Committee scheduled meetings for the year for the second and fourth Tuesday, which is the standing schedule
right.
We had last year. So those dates are not available to the
second
election committee.
Uh-huh.
Second and fourth, yeah. That's why the...
Third is available, but Jack is not available.
My recommend,
the problem with
okay.
It.
Carolyn, let me just finish my comment. My quick comment was that I think for at least a lot of people, I could be wrong about this, the fact that these meetings were standing scheduled on the first Tuesday of the month is part of the reason people may have signed up for the committee. That's part of the reason I signed up for the committee, is I knew I could make that date. And actually someone else asked me when the committee met, and I said, first Tuesday of the month, they said, oh, crap, I can't do that. I better not volunteer for it. That was on my LSB, not Jack, somebody else. So I guess what I would say is I think we might not want to jump from the first Tuesday of the month unless there's a whole bunch of other people that can't make it. I'm going to kind of endorse what Ken is saying. And if, in fact, the first Tuesday of the month is impossible for someone who volunteered, that might be a scenario where they have to find someone else who can meet on the first Tuesday of the month. Because I just kind of feel like with 20 people, as Ken says, it's going to be difficult, number one. And number two, it's inconsiderate to the people who signed up for the committee on the basis that it was probably going to have regular meetings on the first Tuesday of the month.
Well taken. Thank you.
Okay.
Lydia?
Yes, what I was going to say is Sunday worked out really well, I know, for me. I don't know, and we made our quorum. Is that an option?
I've already heard from two people that it's not. they absolutely refuse to meet on Sunday. So I think that is even worse than Tuesday. So far, we only have the one objection.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Who is this, please?
Nancy on the stack, please.
Nancy, thank you. Didn't recognize your voice, Nancy. Go ahead.
Okay.
And then Anthony.
And then Nia, please. And then Nia.
KPFT has a finance meeting scheduled for the 20th, this Tuesday. That's Wesley, Teresa, and I, and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But Fridays are all open.
Okay, thank you. Anthony?
Yeah, just a general comment. I mean, I hope if our network can't manage to do its business in the five business days of the week, something is seriously the matter. And so that's my general point. My specific point is I do newscasts every other Sunday, so I'm not available before 6:30 Pacific time, and which makes it rather late for people from the East. And then on the other Sundays, I'd rather not be just giving part of a weekend to a conference call.
Mm-hmm. Here, Nia.
The person who can't make it, you said they can't make it the second Tuesday and which Thursday?
The second Tuesday is finance committee, national finance.
Right. But the person the person you said who can't make it, what were the days that he or she couldn't make it?
Sunday evenings.
No. What were the days that the KPFA?
So that first and third Tuesdays are out for him. He has standing engagements that he evidently does not want to break. First and third Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. What about Wednesdays? And also, I don't know who made the comment about the how the committee is being populated. Not all signal areas have chosen the other people to be on this committee. So we just might have to revisit that. I know WBAI hasn't chosen the other person for this committee. So maybe we should just not do that now until the committee is completely populated.
Oh, that makes sense.
Back to the stack. Ken to the stack again.
Ken?
Okay, so we're playing this backwards. We're trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube.
I'm not done. I'm not done. Hello?
Excuse me?
I'm not done.
Sorry, the chair
was
not done.
I thought you were finished. I called you because Nia had stopped. Go ahead, Nia. Come finish whatever it was you were saying.
So I agree with the person that Fridays are open for now. So maybe we can schedule a meeting for Friday, and then when the committee is completely populated, then we can revisit it.
Okay, Ken?
Okay, we're trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube going backwards to try to accommodate 20 people who are on 3 or 4 committees at the national level, or at least 10 people, because we now have potential of 2 directors from each station, and another 10 people who may be on 3 or 4 local committees. As Tracy stated, the Sunday meeting was a special case. It was an emergency meeting for a certain reason because of urgencies. But as Tracy stated, this was initially set up and understood that it was going to meet on the first Tuesday of the month. Let the people accommodate to the committee instead of trying to create this magic Cinderella moment where we find a day in the week and keep adjusting it to accommodate people. In any event, even if somebody said they were going to come, there were going to be natural, normal events of anniversaries or bereavements or medical cases where they won't be able to attend anyhow. With 20 people, with all this participation, we will have adequate attendance. I would like to call the question. I'd like to make a motion that we set for the rest of the year, with any adjustments for holidays, that we meet on the first Tuesday of the month as our regular scheduled meeting.
All right, thank you. And whoever has the open mic or whatever, please mute yourself. Thank you.
Hi, Carolyn.
The question has been called.
This is Andrea.
Andrea, thank you.
Carolyn.
Jane, you have Andrea.
Carolyn, please remember Friday, that I put Friday out there, so that has to be voted on also.
That was a formal motion? I thought you just mentioned that it was...
That was not a motion. I was point of order. I made a motion.
Ken, stop interrupting me, Ken. Stop. That's what happened, and that's why I got quiet.
Nia,
I'm not going to shout you down. No. Let me speak.
A little bit of order here, please,
Friday.
Nia.
Friday. I said Friday.
Not Friday. I object to Friday.
I object to this whole conversation. Nia, you were not clear. You simply mentioned that Fridays were open. You did not put it forward as a motion. So if you're doing that now, I'll respect that, but please try, and when you want to make a motion, say it's a motion. And then the question will be called. All right,
So Carolyn,
objections to Fridays?
Yes, I object.
That's not the
We'll go to a vote if we may. Mm-hmm.
Are we voting on first Tuesdays or on Fridays?
We're voting on Fridays as an alternate to First Tuesdays.
Proposal to substitute of Friday rather than First Tuesday.
Yeah.
Point of information.
Wait, proposal needs to talk about
Jane,
Friday.
Please be quiet and wait to be recognized. I hear three voices and I can't tell who's talking. Would one person speak up, please?
Carolyn, this is Jane.
Jane, yes.
Go ahead. Andrea, you came on at about 9 o'clock, is that right?
9:03, yes.
Thank you.
This is Revlon, please.
Revlon?
Yes. Is it my turn?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to support what Ken suggested, that we are trying to create a time for the committee based on 20 different people's schedules, whereas, you know, the committee is the one that we're serving, as opposed to, you know, the committee serving us. So we should, you know, if we can't make the time, as much as we might like to be on the committee, you know, maybe we should think about something different, because we are, I wouldn't say wasting time, but we are losing time.
We are indeed. Thank you. Yes. I think with that point, you would want to vote no on this motion, and then the question will be called.
Point of information, Mrs. Bob.
Yes.
I was unclear. I thought I heard Nia say that her proposal was that it just be this next meeting on Friday, not the rest of the year. Is that correct?
That was the Fridays are open.
I didn't hear the answer.
Okay. I did hear. Nia, do you want to clarify that, please?
Okay. Maybe you have a hard time hearing me. I said the next meeting be on a Friday, so we choose a Friday. I cannot see to read right now. If someone could take a look at KPFTX, that was my suggestion. And that's when Ken butted in. That's where I started talking.
Let's stop right there. You clarified your point. The next meeting is
Thank
on
you.
Friday is what we're voting on now. Thank you. Okay. Do you want to take a call on that?
This is Tracy with a point of order when you get to me, Carolyn.
Yes, Tracy, go ahead.
Somebody has a lot of feedback on the line.
It's very difficult to listen.
Somebody has something on speaker again. Thank you.
Here's the point of order. Ken put a motion on the floor about continuing to meet on the first Tuesday of every month. That motion has precedence because it came first. Nia put a motion that the next meeting should be on Friday. This says nothing about the meeting the rest of the year. That is not, in fact, a substitute motion, because it said nothing about the context of the motion. It's just talking about one meeting, not how we're going to meet for all fresh of the year. What we should do is vote Ken's motion up or down, and if Ken's motion fails, we can entertain Nia's motion. But that would be the proper Robert's Rules protocol, because Ken's motion was put on the floor first. Saying we should Fridays are open is not a motion. So Nia's motion follows Ken. His was put on the floor first, hers is put on the floor second, as an alternative if the first motion doesn't pass.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate that. I think I missed that Ken's was a motion. You're correct. I stand corrected, and then so we're voting now on Ken's motion to continue on Tuesdays.
Okay, so Ken moves to confirm first Tuesdays as regular committee meeting day. Andrea? I'm calling for a vote on Ken's motion to confirm first Tuesday.
Let me look. I'm looking at my schedule. Let me pass for a minute.
Anthony?
Yes.
Beth? Stacy?
Yes.
Fred?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Lydia?
I was changing phones. Is this for permanent Tuesdays or just for the next meeting?
Ken's motion is to confirm first Tuesdays as the regular meeting date for this committee.
Oh, no, I think it's premature.
No. Michael?
No.
Nancy?
First Tuesday. Is it a first Tuesday or?
Yes.
First Tuesday.
Confirm first
okay.
Tuesday as the regular meeting date for the committee?
Yes, Nancy, yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Bob?
No.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Manishay, it's not here. Nia?
No.
Ivan?
I'm sorry, yes.
Jane is yes. Revlin?
Yes.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. 1, 2.
Hello. I had passed.
4. Oh, Andrea, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. So I'll for that. For the first Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah, just
that. I'm booked. So okay, I'll see how it works. No, for right now. Yeah.
So you're voting no?
Yeah, for right now. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no. So we have 11 yes, 5 no. Motion carries.
Thank you. Also, interruption here. I completely forgot. I got a call from Manajee Saba. She was in Washington the other day. I don't know if she's back yet, but she has to be excused from the meeting. So I'm sorry, Jane. I didn't mention that at first, and I didn't call for any other excused absences. While I'm interrupting the flow here, are there any other requests that anyone has had? I got no others by email. All right, thank you. Sorry for the interruption. All right, we will continue that. If it continues to be a problem, then we'll do an email poll so we don't waste any more time online. Thank you. So it's 11 to 5. The motion passes for first Tuesdays. First item on revised on the old business is revised timetable for the hiring of the NES and LES. I think we're going to have to postpone that. But does anyone have a suggestion as to how much we should postpone by? Do we set it at a flat 2 weeks for those two deadlines? Or
Carolyn, can you
2 weeks for the NES? Pardon?
Could you repeat that? I couldn't hear it. You were muffled or something?
The item is that we need to revise the timetable for hiring of the national supervisors, and
okay.
Then because of that, for the local supervisors. So
okay.
Arlene.
I'm wondering by how much or how long.
Arlene.
For 10 days or the date. Arlene, go ahead, please.
It'll take more than 2 weeks to advertise properly. And get responses. So we're going to need a minimum of 3 weeks. I hope not longer than that.
Okay. I haven't looked at the calendar, but that takes us from the 1st to the 22nd of March, which is a Thursday. Had we said the 1st? Was that the date we set for the NES?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
The bylaw says the NES is supposed to be hired at the beginning of March, but obviously that's not gonna
mm-hmm.
You know, it can't happen. So I just wanted to clarify from Arlene, could you separate out from your 3 week estimate how much the actual time to place the ads, and then how much time would you want to allocate for respondents to apply?
Well, I want to get the ad placed by this Friday, and then it will take, and then giving people 2 weeks to respond would mean we could give them until either the end of business on the 23rd or until, midnight on the 25th.
Yeah, I think the 25th sounds reasonable, given the weekend.
That's what I would think, is midnight on the 25th. Might as well give them the weekend.
Right.
All right, that sounds reasonable. Any objections to that, or can we assume that that's adopted without objection, I hope?
Jane.
Jane, go ahead, please.
So the discussion so far has just focused on
the deadline for applicants, but the item on the table was the revised timetable for hiring. So if the deadline for applicants is midnight of the 25th, then the target hire date of April 1st, is that okay?
That should be okay.
And do we want to leave the LES in place and have that agreed upon by the new hire? Or do we want to fix that and run a risk of having to change it again?
This is Jane. I would suggest we leave it to Arlene and the NES to decide if, you know, how quickly they can move with that. Just do it as expeditiously as possible.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Arlene, is that all right with you? Anyone else have any thoughts?
Goal will be to move as quickly as possible after the person gets their feet on the ground, but, you know, that takes a little time.
This is Bob.
Well, if we have to change it, I think we can always move to change it. Bob?
Two things. One is April 1st is a Sunday, so I think the higher date should be Monday, April 2nd.
Yes.
And as far as the LES, I think from past experience, it's really been problematic since nominations open June 1st that the hire really shouldn't happen any later than May 1st to give the LESs a month to get all the forms and what have you ready.
I agree with you on that, Bob.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, good. So we're all agreed that we have a April 2nd to hire and May 1st for the LESs. Any other comments on that issue? Well, amazing. We kept it 5 minutes. Thank you very much. All right. So the next item is a big one, and that is the draft of the National Election Supervisor job description, which I sent around earlier. Does everyone have a copy, I hope? It was attached. I sent around two copies, but it was the same thing. There was no revision.
And I actually sent the same thing in line text for people who for that to attach.
Oh, okay.
Back.
Yes, Kim.
Prior to the convening of this meeting on the phone call, Bob said he had a modification. Oh, is that open for change or not?
Well, I just want to make sure everybody has it, and then Bob sent around a lot of modifications earlier, which Jane addressed, I think. Bob, did you look at the new
yes.
thing and find something
else? Yeah.
This is Jane. Actually, I have a few questions.
Yes, go ahead.
If I could perhaps get my questions answered first, they're pretty quick. Most of them have to do with Bob's additions. I could run through just the questions first, which really need to be answered.
This is Lydia.
Yes. I'm trying to sort things out here. Jane, and then Lydia. Go ahead, Lydia.
Maybe why don't we first hear what the proposed changes are, and then other of us, in addition to Jane, may have questions that can all be answered at the same time instead of going back and forth. Thank you.
Well, the thing is that most of his changes are already highlighted here because they needed to be clarified. So we could just, it's so short, we could just go through the just one paragraph at a time. I know Bob knows where his proposed additions were.
Yeah, I think that's a good proposal, Jane. Since you went to the trouble of doing this for us, why don't you go through the highlights one by one?
Okay, so on the ad text, the first paragraph, the question had to do with describing the timeline. I had originally put in the first draft, in the coming months, Foundation will begin a process that will culminate on or about September 30th with tabulation of ballots, blah, blah, blah. And Bob had proposed that we change that to October 15th. I don't see any problem with that. To be honest, the timeline is not clear in my mind. So if there's no objections, we'll just change it to October 15th.
I object.
Oh,
yes. Revelin.
Ken, go ahead.
This is Bob. Can I explain why I propose that?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to just state my objection, but Bob can go first.